Bonjour, and welcome to the Amateur Detective Club. This club is exactly how it sounds. A bunch of amateurs talking about their favorite mysteries. So if you encounter a real mystery or a murder, contact the proper authorities. Do not come to us. We do not know what we are doing. But enjoy the program. Allons-y. Let us begin.
I now call this meeting of the Amateur Detective Club to order. My name, Justin Miller, the Saucy Sleuth.
I'm Melissa Maley, Princess Bubblegum.
I'm Tyler Riley, Jennifer Lopez's missing Oscar and a half.
Ooh, reversed it there.
It's your missing nap nipple. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod and browse the unmatched selections of audio programs. If you do that, you get a free audiobook and a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/ADCpod and just get a book. Get up. You know what? You don't have to take my word for it, but read a book. Read a book, you idiots.
To paraphrase LeVar Burton.
Read a mother...
Really, we're really paraphrasing here. Mm. But you don't have to take my word for it.
So, what's your relationship with this show, Adventure Time, from Cartoon Network?
I have seen a lot of episodes. I have big love for it. And I wish I had like a weekend to just do nothing but watch Adventure Time, but maybe someday that will happen again in my life. Today is not that day.
Except for this episode. Tyler.
I tried in earnest to watch Adventure Time. Because I loved Steven Universe. And
yes.
I watched that entire series twice during this past year.
That makes sense.
Including the film and the Succession series, Steven Future.
Yeah.
I got through the first season of Adventure Time and I was like, this is not for me.
That makes sense. That tracks. It's a lot louder.
It doesn't track, though. There's a dog. I should love this show.
I had not considered the dog. He's barely a dog. He morphs into other things.
I didn't say anything.
But yeah, that makes sense. It does make sense. Because it's louder, it's more boorish, it's more for... Like, it's at a certain point, like... I feel like Adventure Time is to Steven Universe what Cyber Chase is to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
But I loved both of those shows.
I do love Gilbert Gottfried. That's that weird bird.
Oh, and shout out to, you mentioned Cyber Chase, so shout out to Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, yeah.
Who is doing King Lear at Shakespeare & Co. in Lenox, Massachusetts. It's currently streaming online as well.
Oh, okay.
I think it's like $25, though, to like watch it virtually. But that is happening. I'm glad that he's still working, like, and doing, like, you know, at his age, which I believe is like 80, 81, not sure which, doing like 8 shows a week. Like, that's something at that age.
Absolutely.
It's tough, and it's a tough role as well.
I might pay that $25 to watch that, though.
I believe also, I saw a photo of him and Michael J. Fox backstage at something. I assume Michael went to go see the show.
Oh, probably.
Which is very, very nice. I do like how we have like a litany of actors that we're just keeping, like, that are like quote unquote friends of the show, like him and Tim Curry and like a couple other people. Are like, we'll see how they're doing.
You just gotta check in on them every once in a while.
Exactly. That is interesting though about, because I'll say this, it does get way more sincere and a lot closer to what Steven Universe is as the series progresses. Adventure Time does.
That's what I hear. Like, because I know a lot of people who love Adventure Time. and like speak about the finale and like how emotional it made them. Yeah. And it's like, I really wanted to like the show.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just bad timing. Mm. Because that's happened before, like Arrested Development, could not get into it for the longest time. Years later, went back, watched all of it,
mm-hmm.
loved it. Same thing with like Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
But I got on board before like the series ended. But like
interesting.
The first 3 years, like I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
As far as Adventure Time goes, I was aware of it for a while. The first couple of seasons didn't grab me, and then I heard like enough of my friends liked it, as similar to you, where they explained that the concept of it was a little bit more deep than the first two seasons suggest. Much like in Steven Universe, that first season's like really wacky and yeah. not, you don't get any of the quote unquote lore.
Okay.
Whereas, like, you just know that Steven's, like, a special kid. Like, the Cookie Cat episode is just weird.
Yes. But the first season is actually a lot longer than people remember it being.
That's also fair.
Yeah. I think, also, it was the year 2020, and I was watching it for the first time, and I don't know what happened. I very much enjoyed Steven Universe, but I think I only got through the first season,
mm-hmm.
and I have no idea why I stopped. It wasn't an intentional stop. Mm. I just did for some reason. So
yeah. No, that's fair. But I
need to get back into it. Yeah. Oh, it's totally up my alley.
Oh, I 100%.
Mean, yeah.
It's Patti LuPone and my best friend, Christine Ebersole. She doesn't know it yet.
I saw her at a Chinese restaurant once in the theater district.
Who does she play in Steven Universe?
White Diamond.
Oh, okay.
She's one of my, like, her voice is just incredible.
Mm-hmm. I recently finished watching Steven Universe, like, 2 weeks ago, and the same thing with Adventure Time, because what had happened was this. I finished King of the Hill, and I was like, I need a new cartoon to watch, because I have this anxiety surrounding watching, like, proper television and proper movies, because I'm like, well, I need to be doing that. Whereas if I watch a cartoon, it's, like, devoid of real humans. And, like, I know I could voice act, but I'm not going to get in the same knots, not going to form in my gut.
Oh.
So it's an easier thing for me to, like, go to, like, I'll watch cartoons when I'm going to go to bed. So, or something like Star Trek, I think I've mentioned this before, Twin Peaks, that is, like, so old. There's no way I can, I mean, maybe there is because there's rumors that Twin Peaks is coming back, but I don't think it is. But, like, there's no way I can be in TNG. Like, that's done. It's forever done.
I see what you're saying. I have similar anxiety to what I think you're explaining about shows about musicals.
Oh, sure. Mm. Yes. Yes, that makes sense.
I have similar anxiety with, like, Too Hot to Handle and, like, Love Island.
You started talking, like, what is he going to say? But I recently watched all of it. Like, I picked up where I had left off for both Steven Universe and Adventure Time. And they are very solid shows. And you do, by the end of it, I got pretty emotional at the finale of it. However, they do these, like, they have these, like, short films essentially of Adventure Time, like that are like postscripts, and I understand why, because HBO Max bought it and then wanted it to get made because it's a very popular show.
Yeah,
but it does sort of like, it's an unnecessary thing, and I wish that people would kind of leave well enough alone. Whereas with Steven Universe Future, I think it was needed. In my estimation, it's a very good coda, and it's unpacking the entire series rather than just like, do you remember how much you like these characters?
Sure. Yeah.
But my favorite part of both of those series is that the fact they are 11 minutes.
Mm, yeah, no, that is great.
Which I can just sit and plow through. You don't like
it? I could have used some longer Steven Universe episodes. Like, occasionally. And they would give it to me occasionally.
Yeah.
I realized I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, I foolishly bought it before we got HBO Max as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
Not foolishly, because I really do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should watch. And there's also a sing-along version of it.
Oh, that is fun.
I have the soundtrack on my phone.
No.
And then my sibling had a Steven Universe themed birthday. Speaking of birthdays.
Wonderful.
Thematic. They're the same episode. 2 weeks in a row. Same episode. They did like a trivia contest or something and you got to win prizes. And I won this little lion.
I love
thing.
That lion.
But it was rigged to match up with the character that they thought you were most like.
I see.
Yeah. Which is whether or not
that makes sense for you.
Okay, then whether or not I agree with that is another thing entirely. But
I keep things in your hair. You don't.
I do. I have a beautiful mane.
There you are.
I do this a lot. If you go into my mind, it will transport you into another dimension, which is what my stand-up is. So, but we're not talking about Steven Universe today. We're talking about Adventure Time.
Yes. At one point, a group of friends of mine and I were maybe going to do Halloween costumes, mm-hmm. and it never ended up happening. But I honestly do regret never having a Princess Bubblegum cosplay because.
Gotcha.
Were you going to put gum in your hair?
Yeah.
All of it? All over?
All of my hair.
Mm-hmm. Such a silly thing to ask.
Bazooka, like
Big League Chew, I think would be the best because it Big already League has Chew, yes. strands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I also you could get just like what was it the one you could like cut?
Oh, the tape, like yeah, hubba bubba, bubble tape. Tape,
bubble tape, yeah,
hubba
yeah.
bubba, bubble tape.
I'd get a wig.
Yeah,
just a pink wig.
Don't you already have a pink wig?
No, I have a purple one.
Yeah. You have a purple one. Okay.
Which is gorgeous, by the
yeah.
way.
Thank you.
I get conflated because you had that wig around the same time that Last Jedi came out. And so in my mind, when I picture it, I picture Laura Dern
yeah.
from Last Jedi, yes. who has pink hair, not purple hair. Anyway, Adventure Time.
Yes.
Season 2, episode 19, Mystery Train. It's what we're reviewing.
Yes, it is.
Which is something I was involved with in college.
Oh, my. Mr. Riley. We are trying to run an approach. We are in not public, but we are
broadcasting publicly over the internet.
For shame, Dak. For shame.
But
that was very funny.
It's Jake's. Finn, no, Finn's birthday.
Yes.
Because Jake is the dog.
Jake the dog.
Jake
Finn
the dog
human.
And Finn the human. Human.
That's
the
right.
fun never ends.
Yeah.
Adventure Time.
And Jake is very cutely like hoisted up by balloons above Finn's bed, which is kind of creepy.
Yes.
But they're friends, so it's fine.
They're brothers.
No, they're I mean, not.
Yes, they are. They have the. Finn was adopted by Jake's parents.
Oh, okay. Adopted. Yes.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Okay. All right. Yes. I just yes. thought you meant like bile.
Oh, no, no, no.
And
no.
I was like, excuse me.
No,
not even in this world.
Finn is the last human on Earth, but he was adopted by Jake the dogs. I can't remember.
Did they explain that in the pilot? Because I don't remember.
No,
that being
no, no, no,
pilot
no, 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 no. That happens in like season 4.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those slow burn things, and you slowly realize that it's a post apocalyptic, yada, yada. It's Earth, blah, 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 pickety pop. So it's
they live in the Candy Kingdom.
They live in the Candy Kingdom. There's four kingdoms.
Yet one ring rules them
yep,
all.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Close.
So Jake blindfolds Finn, says that he has a birthday surprise, which is a dangerous thing to do to someone in their sleep.
Yeah.
But
he has
a birthday surprise. They go out into the field.
That's so sweet, Melissa, because you're right. It is. But they also kill demons on the regular. So, like, it's like...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So they go out into the field, and a train pulls up, and Finn says, you got me a train!
Before that, more importantly, he gets... not more importantly. He gets unblindfolded, and Finn goes, you got me a blindfold?
Point of order.
Oh! Oh!
And... orange blindfold. That's a surprise. It's like, yes, blindfolds usually are not orange. That is a surprise.
It's really cute.
You're not wrong. And then a train pulls up. You got me a train. And he's like, no, no, no. We take the train to get to the surprise.
Yeah.
Just like in...
Finn is very, very excited.
This is an interesting point because it's also when Finn is still like 12 or something. He's yeah, he ages proper. Like he becomes a full teenager by the end of the series. He's at least 16.
Okay.
So he's still like very excitable and you can hear like the voice actor still really young. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Ooh, who's the voice actor?
I don't know. I can't tell you off the top of my head.
The girl who plays Marceline is
the drummer.
The little girl in Love Actually.
It is. Yeah, she is.
Yes, that's the one I know.
And John DiMaggio is Jake, the dog, who is famous for playing Bender from Futurama. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a million other things.
Yeah. So there is a candy cane. Oh, it's a candy cane. Okay.
Melissa is again scrubbing through the episode on her phone to help us recount, which is perhaps the best system we've come up with. So thank you, Melissa.
It doesn't work with Poirot. I have tried.
I have tried.
We get too in the weeds when I try to do it with Poirot.
Just like in college.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like Kush.
Oh.
That grass.
Yeah.
Kush, like the balls that people used to like throw.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, you nailed it.
Mm-hmm, that's correct. So.
Call you Nicole Byer.
So the.
Byer, I hardly know her.
Good grief. Third base.
The candy cane bumps into Colonel Candy Corn.
Mm-hmm.
They have fantastic names.
Yes.
And. He says, it's okay, don't let it happen again. He bumps into him again and he says,
So many times.
I'm going to kill you.
But prior to that, because they haven't quite reached the bubblegum mountain or gumball mountain, there's something that's very bumpy ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the conductor who is, did we talk about the conductor?
Not yet, no. He's very creepy.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, Finn, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Come aboard my train, little boy.
Happy birthday. Yeah. He's very creepy, very weird. He's got a big head and a conductor hat.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a lollipop, maybe.
Yeah, I vaguely. Think that's
Yeah. Everyone is candy on the train except for Finn and Jake. Okay, great.
But the conductor comes on, says they're about to go through like this bumpy region, and they'll be fine once they get to the straightaway.
Just like in college. They'll be fine once they...
But so that's why the candy cane person keeps bumping into the colonel.
The anthropomorphized candy cane, yes.
Yeah.
Jake keeps getting up for various reasons, like going to get like the schedule, and like
he returns to the schedule a lot.
Yeah,
right. So finally, Colonel Candy Corn tells the candy cane, whose name I didn't catch, "I'm going to kill you."
Yeah, which is very funny.
Yes, and
very dry delivery.
The lights go out.
Yeah, they drive through a tunnel.
Yeah, and then the lights come back up. And candy cane is a skeleton.
Yes, a skeleton of a candy cane.
Yeah.
Which is very fun conceptually.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of its skin and muscles have been stripped from the bones. Mm-hmm. And that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Still wearing a hat. So.
You've never had a fun skeleton time, Tyler?
On that mystery
train. Yeah.
So the doctor, Dr. Donut.
Dr. Donut, baby.
Dr. Donut walks up and he's like, yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, because Finn is like, is he going to be okay? I'm like, you idiot.
Clearly dead.
I don't think he is.
He could not be deader.
So Jake says, I don't know, maybe we should get off this train. And Finn is like, no, it is a murder mystery on a train. Mm-hmm. This is the best birthday ever. My much like us.
Yes.
Horny for murder.
No, people are starting to drop like flies on my birthday. I am out. Figure it out yourselves. I am getting off at the next stop. Possibly before then.
Then Finn suspects Dr. Donut, right, of being the Moiterer.
Yes, because he threw suspicion off of Colonel Candy Corn.
Mm-hmm. And then Dr. Donut promptly dies, becomes a skeleton as well.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Did you say it becomes a skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people in college used to call skeleton skeletons as well.
I heard no different in the two ways you said it. No. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I say skeleton because of Hot Fuzz. Because, again, I get an ear wig of a pronunciation of a word, and then it's just that way forever. And
not Jack, but Hot Fuzz.
But Hot Fuzz. Okay. Because Nick Frost's character goes, I don't want to get turned into a skeleton or something like that. And I was like, oh, that's funny.
Mm.
And it is.
And it is. Skeleton.
So Finn says, okay, well, Colonel Candy Corn just threatened him, so I've got to interview him. And he says, but listen, I don't suspect you because mm-hmm. you're too obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Smart thinking. So who are your enemies? Do you have any enemies on this train? And he says, well, just one, and his or her name is... And lights go out, and Colonel Candy Corn is found
dead,
skeletonized as well. And these candy creature skeletons are wild looking.
They really are.
Yeah.
I thought they looked normal. Maybe I should see a doctor, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Also, at one point, Jake is like, but what about the conductor?
Yeah.
And Finn is like, no, he's too creepy. He's obviously too creepy and weird, so he can't be it. And Jake is like, no, that guy's... great. And then he goes, excuse me, I gotta go check on the schedule. And then the conductor shows up and on a skateboard and just nollies and goes, nolly, hey everybody, I'm cool and fine and not weird at all, thanks, goodbye. And that's the interaction they have, which is great.
And then Jake is suddenly back, or Finn gets Jake's attention. Yes. From the schedule.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, you just missed it. The conductor was just here, right next to you.
Being so creepy and weird. And he goes, nah, that guy was so cool and awesome.
Yeah.
Which, the use of language in this show is really interesting.
Yeah.
It's almost a dialect, which is, I think, just weirdly beautiful and also annoying. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, it's... for kids, and it's cartoon, and it's loud, and it's annoying, and that's not a negative term in this case, because I'm annoying. It's fine. But, like, the way in which words are put together to form sentences, which is what generally writing means, is fascinating. Like, the use of slang, but also, like, scientific terms, it's almost like Star Wars in that way. It's very fun.
Yeah, they've kind of developed their own lexicon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when Kylo Ren got yeeted out of that one.
Master Skywalker, why did you yeet away?
Mm-hmm. We have fun.
I'm sorry, I just got yeeted. What happens next? Is it everybody dead? Or
No. Mm-mm. There is...
We still have a couple of more.
Okay, thank you.
Because we get Green Gumdrop Man, who is like... because Finn is like, it could be anybody. And Gumdrop Chip is like, yeah. Well, it could also be you.
And he's like, but it's not me.
He's like, well, we don't know that.
You're throwing suspicion off of yourself. He's right. Like, what? No. And then lights go out and then he's dead.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Finn decides that he's going to find, he's like, hold on a second. Let me get this cabbage, this fish, and these eggs.
Yeah. We need hard evidence is what he says.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he just goes through and collects cabbage, fish, eggs, receipt from another train, a dictionary.
Yeah.
Just things that are not related at all.
Sheet music.
Yes. It's just completely all higgledy-piggledy.
He has a chalkboard.
they're trying to figure it out, and he goes, I don't know anything, and I can't remember the line that Jake says that makes him realize who done it.
So they gather everybody in the caboose.
The caboose, and he goes, someone...
The murderer is in this caboose.
Yeah, exactly, because there's no one left, and then the lights go out, and they're all dead. Yeah. And then he goes...
Oh, there's no murderer?
Yeah, there's no murderer. And then... he says something, Finn and Jake say something, I can't remember. This is such a good recounting of this episode.
No. Then Jake essentially is like, well, the conductor is still on board. Yes. And then...
And he goes, oh, right, we're such a great team.
Yeah. And squeezes him, like, too uncomfortably tight.
Yeah.
And then lights go out again, and then he's hugging the bones of his best friend.
Jake the dog. And this is where we should go to a break.
Rip to a real one.
R.I.P. in peace, Jake the dog. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Pardon me. Don't know what that was. I got nervous. You both were looking at me, and I got nervous. It's like, I was like, all eyes, not on me. Thank you.
We never look at... Tristan normally during the episodes.
No, just never.
Avert our eyes.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening to the episode. You can go to scavengernetwork.com, check out all their great stuff there. Podcasts, live streams, YouTube stuff. Check it out. You can go to our merch store and get mugs or apparel or whatever else is there. I'm going to be going on tour in September. I'm going to Minneapolis, Chicago, Connecticut, and also New York, touring my hour of comedy about bipolar disorder called Manic Impressive. You can go to tristanjmiller.com/manic-impressive for the show dates there, or I'm constantly tweeting about it. You can go to tristanjmiller1 on Twitter.
Yeah, and we are on social media at ADCPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
And the gram.
That's right. Our email address is amateurdetectiveclub@gmail.com, where you can send compliments or inquiries.
Yeah.
Also, Tyler and I are going to be in a musical in September called The Whimsical.
Melissa, you sing?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just since birth.
Hello, my honey. Hello.
Yeah.
They don't just ask anyone to sing at Port Authority. All right.
Which I have done. Oh, gosh. That was somehow a really good dig.
Yeah, that was so mean, but also.
But they really don't.
I know,
ask
but it,
everybody.
That's so true, though.
You were, and she did it to like a large crowd of people.
Yeah. I even had a microphone that I.
Oh, so you can't
at all.
I think this is what happened. I think that because I feel like Melissa. Correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. My first when I hear Port Authority, I think crowded, bad bathrooms. Terrible food.
Like every concert venue in America.
True.
That's true. But I think of Port Authority bathroom first. Why? Then that's why I thought it was a dunk.
The Whimsical World of Sherlock Holmes is in the Broadway Bound Theater Festival in September. And you can go find it by looking up those words that I just said and see me and Tyler in a... play about Sherlock Holmes.
Or search Theater Row NYC and visit their website for more information.
That probably works.
See, now that was a dig, you see.
That one. That was good.
Yeah, that one. I understood that one. Melissa, you're playing...
Sherlock Holmes Page, Billy. 10 or 11 year old boy.
Billy Page. Okay. 10 or 11 year old boy?
Yeah.
Because
I am short. In case you couldn't tell from my voice.
They could.
Yeah.
Tyler, who are you playing?
Dr. John Watts.
Now, is that the voice you're going to be doing?
Oh, God.
Are you going to do an accent? Are both of you going to do...
Well, you say... Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're doing accents.
Oh, you're doing
accents. We are, but like we haven't done a... we haven't done a read-through yet, so
no,
I don't know what is going to be asked of me.
We're doing music so far, so yeah.
I'm excited. I am going to go see the show, and I'm going to review it on the pod.
solo,
by solo by myself. And a lot of it points will be taken off for accent work if you don't do it up to my specifications. Oh my because I pick nits vis-a-vis dialects. I do. I'm a nit picker.
Okay. Help! I'm being held for ransom.
Oh no, we have to go help this bonus content.
And episodes. Oh my.
The episodes too. Oh God.
They're holding me for a dollar at least.
Oh, does anyone have a dollar a month?
Please, please just visit patreon.com/ADC pod.
Mister, I got a dollar. I'll help. That could be you. You could be a hero.
Visit www.patreon.com/ ADC pod.
Butt soup, that's required by Rich Gilberto for me to say every week.
Back to the show.
So Finn's there. He's holding the skeleton of Jake the dog.
Yeah.
And then the conductor rolls up on literally on a skateboard.
And Finn is like, "You killed my best friend on my birthday."
Which, I mean, fair.
Honestly.
That is really rude.
Really.
That is incredibly.
That is peak villain behavior. Mm-hmm. If and I ever saw it.
They both
Scar on his worst day would never.
Who do you think is the most evil Disney villain?
Frollo.
I was going to say, because he's just some guy, right?
Yeah.
No, because like he's like really also, shitty to sex workers.
That's too.
That's also true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And he has...
But he doesn't have like magic powers.
Yeah.
It's like him and Clayton. I hate that man.
That's fair.
But he does also die horribly.
He's pretty terrible. I would say Mufasa.
Clayton is from Tarzan.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then how... don't you get your politics of Pride Rock up in here.
Sorry for not turning a blind eye to segregation.
Oh, please write an essay. So they have a sword fight. Because they both have swords.
The conductor and Finn. Finn.
Yeah.
Finn has a sword often.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
And the conductor has
a
sword.
It's a very beautifully designed sword. It's I don't really... know what it's made out of, but...
Now, the conductor does a backside 360 over the train.
Is that a skateboard move?
Yes, he is. He's okay. On a skateboard. He does a backside 360. Unnecessarily, he doesn't need to do the trick. All he needed to do ollie is to ollie over to the next track.
If he did that, he'd ollie oxen free himself. No. Am I right?
That's right.
No. but then he pulls the pin out and the car goes and then Finn mm-hmm. jumps to the next one and he does this again. But that time he does, I think, a front side 360 Indy for some reason. Again, he doesn't need to do any of this. But then they climb him up onto the roof. He does a kickflip to a skateboard, can you tell? A kickflip to like a frontside board. Weird hand plant out. It's really cool. Actually, yeah, the animation.
I've played Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3 a couple of times.
Can I tell you though? The animation is really good on this when he's skateboarding. It looks really cool.
I mean, the animation of this show
in
is
general.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
I have typed skateboarding a little bit, so I had to look up a lot of those words.
That's very funny. If I were to say a 360 flip to nose grind, y'all have any concept of what that means? Okay.
I could type it.
Because the nose is the front bit of the board.
Well, yeah. That yeah.
Yes, it's the front truck.
Yeah,
you lean
and
forward.
So the board mm-hmm. flips 360 degrees.
Yep, in two ways. Does this anyway? So they're fighting, and they fight in the cabin. Is that what it's called? wind at the front of the train? What's the front of the engine?
Yeah, I think it's
the engine.
Mm-hmm. And also, I just have to note that they are playing swords. They're sword fighting with like Finn's actual sword, and the conductor has like a wooden sword.
Yeah,
BTW,
yeah.
which
I did. We'll get into it.
Mm-hmm. So they are in
the engine room. And yes,
it's revealed that Jake is the conductor. Surprise, surprise. And then they're like, oh, it was all an elaborate plot for my birthday. Mm-hmm. But they're heading towards a cliff. And they're like, ah. And then they land on a giant thing of Jell-O. And then.
Truth be mold.
Yep.
How Jell-O can you go? So then it cuts to them eating birthday cake. But my favorite part of it is it cuts to them going to you because you can't sing happy birthday on television.
Oh, you can now, but not at the time.
Not at the time. So very funny. And
what a great scam. Sorry, but like
so
such
good.
A great scam.
Yeah.
And
so none of them were really dead.
Jake set the whole thing up, and he was like, what was your favorite part? And he goes, oh, landing on the Jell-O. That must have taken ages. And he's like, oh, no, that wasn't planned. She's like, oh, you could have just died? Yep. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And that's the episode. I'll go first. As far as episodes of Adventure Time go, I will give this like a 4 out of 5. It's very entertaining. It's very silly. I also remembered it. I'd seen it more than once, I think, but I had also like thought of it when we were putting together the sheet. I didn't have to like Google like mystery episodes like, oh, Adventure Time has a Murder on the Orient Express parody.
Yeah.
It's fun. Actually, I'm going to give it down to a 3.5 because even the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, the conductor is played by John DiMaggio. I recognize his voice. It's going to be Jake.
Mm.
Immediately. I was like, it's that. And it's clearly, you know, also Jake says several times it's the conductor. And yes. Like, so, you know, he's in on it. So as far as mystery goes, points off for that. But as far as entertainment value goes, if I was doing by your rubric, Tyler,
mm-hmm.
1. Maybe 0.5, but since I had fun and I got to talk about skateboarding, which is something I love to do, 3.5.
Well, I mean, if you don't mind, I guess yeah. I'll go next, because I think y'all already know.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I give it a 3.
Mm.
Yeah. Put that in your engine smoke stack thing.
Yeah.
And smoke that. So there. While the mystery was not a mystery, because I also realized that the voice actor was the same for both. And I was like, oh, but maybe because Jin Cummings can just do an episode of television by himself with just his voice.
True.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a little bit of doubt. So I got some points back once like I had that. I thought it was a delightfully fun episode. We got into talking about the tropes of what a murder mystery is for the children who have yet to experience what a true murder mystery is. So I enjoyed that aspect, like kind of prepping them to eventually watch Poirot, Murder, She Wrote, Luther, and the like.
Very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to give it 3.75. Yeah.
We do fractions like that? We don't just do halves?
Yeah, we've been doing fractions for years. Remember 3 1/4 mustaches?
Yeah, there was a whole...
Handlebars versus chaplains.
Yeah.
Put me in my place, I suppose.
Also, when you can't decide between a 3.5 and a 4.
I know. I was not, like, dunking on you. I was like, oh, I could have been doing that this whole time.
Of course. We make our own rules.
From episode 28 on, because that was the episode I started, right?
Let's say, right? Yeah.
Yeah, something like
we
that.
We make our own rules and we revise our own history. Yes.
Very solid episode of Adventure Time. Certainly not the best episode of Adventure Time, which I have not seen in completion, but do enjoy very much. And I don't grade it based on how good the mystery was. So, yeah, I just like the episode. I thought it was super fun, very clever. I had a really great time. And we were on a train and there were candy people and it was a birthday. So big fan. Liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to back birthday train episodes.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, I made it.
You know, I love a birthday train.
Good grief, man.
You allowed me to start cursing. The gates are open.
Like in college.
Like that mystery train.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
So but that's
real quick before we end this episode. Shout out to Sweden for getting 5 medals so far at this year's Olympics.
Oh hell yeah.
2 gold, 3 silver. Get it, Sweden.
Hey, good for Sweden.
Good for Sweden.
Make us 28 this year.
We want more listenership in Sweden. Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thanks right. for joining us for Short Stuff Summer.
Yeah.
Colon Amateur Detective Club Nights.
I call this meeting to the close.
Gavel sound.
Oh my gosh.
Come along with me.
Have you heard the full song? It's very nice.
Yes.